I started off working on the fillet line. So I stand there all day, 8-9 hours, all these fish, and you're just picking out bones. And you do that standing there with these little bitty tweezers. It's like on a belt that moves. So when I sleep, the first thing you see is this belt going past. It can take a toll on you.
So Deontay, tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you here?
I came here because my kids are all grown. My husband passed away. I really don't like being a paralegal because I don't like sitting in office. So I decided, why not go to Alaska? I always wanted to go. I've been a lot of places, never here. Oh my God, it's absolutely beautiful. I want to live here. I know that the Forestry Service has a job opening, and I thought about applying for that job just at least to stay here for at least a year so I can see how the winter is. You know, I don't like to be a tourist. I like to go and see how regular people are that live here. I'm one of those people who I just talk to everybody. So everybody knows me by D. So they'll say, hey, D, as you're walking, hey, D, hey, D, hey, D. And I'm like, hey, I don't remember anyone's name. I group people with association. Like I know a guy, he likes training. So he's trainer dude. And then I have food dude. And then, you know, I have dance dude. And they have over 750 people they're hiring for this season. So there's no way I can remember everybody's name. I met my husband on a blind date. He knew a lady next door. And so when I moved in, she met me and said that I would be the perfect match for him. And I didn't like him at all when I first met him. Russians are very aggressive people. I was like, no, no, no. And I remember one day my kids and I had just moved there. And we didn't even have a dinette set yet. And he would say, I want to come over for dinner and meet your family. And I said, no, I don't have a dinette set. You can't come over. And so I had to go out of town because my mom had cancer. And I went away to Indianapolis. And when I came back, there was a new dining room table in the house. And it had a note on it that said, now can I have dinner with you and your family?
And how did he pass away?
Of colon cancer. He went back home to Russia to visit his mother who was sick, and I didn't even get to say goodbye or see his body or anything. They had to tell me over the phone. Her English is about as good as my Russian, so we had to get an interpreter so they can finally explain to me what happened. So I never, ever got to see him after he left.
Do you think you'd be here if he hadn't passed away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would love this. He would love this. He would absolutely love it. He'd probably be having me hiking in the woods or something like that. He's the type that if I saw a bear, I wouldn't even be scared because I'm sure he'd take the bear and shake it up. So coming here, there's no way you can ever forget about it, but it helps me to cope better. It's so beautiful and so tranquil here that it just gives you such calm that I don't think about it as much.
Did you have particular dreams that you think you still haven't fulfilled?
I guess I carry around a little bit of regret. Regret that I didn't learn Russian better, number one. Regret that I haven't been able to do all the things that I wanted to do. I would like to be somebody else. I'd like to have a wild and crazy moment. I've never had one. You know, I never went to raves or anything. I was more of a, you know, a mom. So I just would like to see in Alaska what new things will happen, what new things will bring new people. I'll meet probably friends forever, and I am just excited to find out. When you get 48 years old and your kids are all grown and they don't need you to get up every morning and cook their breakfast or do Christmas and Easter Bunny stuff and all that anymore, then you have a point in your life where you don't know what it is that you are here to do, what your purpose is. So right now, I just want to find my purpose and find out what it is.